Mentally, yeah. my body feels about like it usually does this time of year. So it's nice to have a bye week.
Joe, coach at RG3 was cleared for contact, cleared to play late last night.
Oh, so yeah. Late last night?
Right. Yeah.
wonder what they were doing.
I'm the messenger. Does that excite you? I mean, is there some thought that, you know, if he can play, maybe he can give you guys something a little bit different, maybe jumpstart you guys a little bit?
Well, I think going into the season, Robert obviously was the starting quarterback. He won the job. Going into the season, he didn't really get a whole heck of a lot of opportunities to prove what type of quarterback he can be in this system. So I think there's a lot of guys that are eager to see what he can do. I mean, he didn't really get enough opportunity to kind of prove what type of quarterback he can be in this system. So I think he can bring something different to the table too. Obviously, he has a unique skill set with the way he can run and the type of athlete that he is. So it can make preparing for our offense more difficult when you have a quarterback that is a weapon to run the football.
Joe, there's a lot of talk about culture change and how you go about, you know, I guess establishing a new culture. You've been through so many different regimes and messages. Do you sense, I know there aren't any wins, but can you sense how things have gotten better, or have they gotten better from that standpoint?
I think that we've made some good progress. I think we've got a lot of young guys that are getting experience right now. We've got guys that are going to be here next year in the same offense, the same defense, that are really going to benefit from the additional practice time and the additional experience on the field. I'm not sure that I've ever believed in culture or anything like that. It's, to me, that's just a matter of, do you have good players that play well? Then all of a sudden you have a winning culture. Well, yeah, you got good players that play well. So I think that's more a function of the building the culture is building the players that can win. And so I think that's kind of where we are on that. Obviously, I think we have an exceptional head coach in Hugh Jackson that gives us a great opportunity to win every week with game plan on offense, on defense, and how he manages the show. So I think from that perspective, I think we're well positioned for the future. And I do see some progress, even though, you know, obviously no wins this year is disappointing. But definitely, I think the ship is headed in the right direction.
Did it feel different on a daily basis? I guess, like, is practice or meetings, do they feel more optimistic maybe than at this point in other losing seasons?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that can go to a number of factors. I think one of the factors is you look at all the young players that we've been playing and kind of the way that the organization is pointed towards the future, and I think that kind of gives you hope that there's going to be stability and that we're going to keep some of these guys that we have right now around and let them grow into the positions. Whereas I think some of the years past, when you're sitting in this situation with poor records, the coach is imminently going to get fired. All the players that are on the team are going to get cut and traded and released. And you know that there's a bomb that's going to get dropped on the organization in a month. And I think the optimism and the positivity and some of the effort that you still see out there on a daily basis is because everybody here knows we're working for something down the line in the future, and that it's not just going to get destroyed at the end of the season. And I think sometimes that's the hard thing of going through a difficult season like this, is at the end of the year, you know, it's that tear down is happening, and in the back of everybody's mind is, well, what's the point of me going out and giving my effort if I'm not even going to be here next year? If these coaches aren't going to be here, it's not even going to be the same scheme, even if you are going to be here. And so I think there's a lot still for this team to play for in that regard, because we do know that these coaches are going to be here. A lot of these players are going to be here. And so this is our opportunity to start building for next year.
Just going back through all these changes you're talking about, you had to be surprised. Kind of stunned when Chuck got it,
aren't you?
Yeah, I was really stunned, actually, when somebody mentioned it after the game. I thought they were making something up when I heard that he might get fired, actually. I think it might have been Dan Murphy, and I was like, no way they're going to fire him. That would be idiotic. I couldn't believe it. But we did, and you know, that's the way it was, I guess. So I was shocked. That was the most shocked I'd ever been. I think all the other ones, people kind of saw it coming. But, you know, in a lot of respects, that season was a lot like the season we're going through right now, because we didn't even really sign a running back, because we were like, ah, we don't really care about winning this year. We're, you know, we'll get one in the draft next year. And, you know, we're just kind of putting these pieces in place and just getting them some experience. And we'll start working on it next year more seriously. And then they all got fired. So it was pretty crazy for all of us. I mean, you would think, I just think that those coaches and Joe Banner, I think, was here at the time, they expected, like, all right, we got 3-4 years to turn this around, so we're just going to kind of start building the foundation right now, and, you know, we're not going to sacrifice down the line for right now to pick up the right missing pieces that we're missing.
Joe, why is Hugh exceptional?
I think the way he relates and motivates his players, and that's one. And my second point would be that he is a very, very talented football mind. I think there's two types of football minds in this game: guys that learn a system from somebody else, and then guys that kind of create their own system because their minds are built and wired a certain way with creativity, and they understand defenses and how to attack them. And I think Hugh is in the latter group. And he's an innovator of an offense rather than just an implementer of somebody else's offense that they learned.
He's also had to be the point man kind of during this season of despair, or whatever you want to call it. Do you appreciate that he has to kind of get up every day and stay positive and stick to the message?
Yeah. And I think another reason that I think he's a really good head coach is he's not a roller coaster coach. Every day he shows up with energy, enthusiasm, and positivity, and I think that's what you need, because that's what the players feed off of. If they sense that you as a head coach are down or disappointed or low on energy, that's what you're going to get from the players. And I think Hugh brings that energy and positivity every day, no matter what the circumstances are. And the players feed off of it. And I think that's how you motivate and you get guys to play to their best of their ability every single week.
How tough is it to lose another offensive lineman mm-hmm. and John?
Yeah, it's tough. I think obviously we were kind of a retooled offensive line going into the season, losing Alex and Mitchell, and then losing Joel early in the season, and now losing John. It's been a war of attrition on the offensive line this year, and it's been tough. And I think obviously losing John's going to be another tough blow for us, but we're not the only team in the NFL that's had to replace a few offensive linemen, so that doesn't change the job that we have in front of us. Oh, it's confidential. I can't say that. I'll be with my family enjoying some time with them.